And with that, we are at halftime here. Nebraska behind here, 31-10. Missouri leads it. We're going to get into our special guest here in a moment, but first this from Fontenelle Hybrids. Customers of Fontenelle tell us that using the right genetics and trait combinations and consulting their Fontenelle rep for proper placement and planting populations is making them $30 to $130 more per acre. So see Fontenelle dealers B&B Partners in Gibbon or Rick Bond in Weeping Water to make a dominating difference in your yields with Fontenelle Hybrids. And as always, every week, our special guest is the president of the University of Nebraska System, talking about President James B. Milliken. And JB, always good to see you.
Thanks, 31, Edwin.
31 to 10, we need to, you got any eligibility left for a receiver now?
I think we need to score a little more, Adrian, because from what I've seen of Chase Daniels, we're not going to stop him too many times.
He's
nobody has this year.
No, he's a machine, and their whole team is a machine, but... Speaking of opportunities, one of the important roles the university plays in the state is workforce development, and that is ensuring Nebraska has enough educated, skilled employees for the kinds of jobs that we need to fill in the state. So what are some of the hot areas of job growth in Nebraska, JB?
Well, you know, the Department of Labor, Adrian, tells us, the U.S. Department of Labor, that 90% of the fastest-growing jobs require some kind of post-secondary education today. And so these are software engineers, physical therapists, nurses, teachers. Nursing is a particular area of demand in Nebraska. We, by our calculations, by the year 2020, we'll be about 4,000 nurses short in Nebraska unless we do something about it. It's one of the reasons that we are asking the legislature to support a new building in Lincoln for our nursing. We've been renting space downtown. We're working in northeast Nebraska with the community college and local business leaders and hospitals to put a nursing program in there, a partnership with the community college, because that's the area of the state that has the greatest need. But nursing is going to be an area where we need to continue to turn out graduates. It's a very important priority for the state.
Do each of the separate campuses have some sort of early program for nursing and then moving on to Omaha from there?
They do. Okay. Right now there are nursing programs in Omaha, in Lincoln, in Kearney on each of our campuses, and in Scotts Bluff at the university's facility there. Norfolk would then be the fifth one.
I guess with aging population, and I guess I fit into that category.
We both do.
I think I have a few years on you, my friend. But anyway, with the aging population, I guess that would mean that a lot of the medical fields really are now in pretty high demand.
They are. And one of the things that's exciting is the College of Public Health that we launched this last year. That's going to address population health issues that are important across Nebraska. It's the only such school in the Great Plains. So this is an area where we're going to make a real difference. Our medical center has been in the top 10 in both rural medicine and family medicine for years, and these are areas, of course, that are critical across the state of Nebraska.
Nursing, medical fields, what other areas are in demand or high demand?
Well, nationally, we're suffering by comparison around the world in the STEM discipline, science, technology, engineering, and math, and so we're doing everything we can. The newly announced Rake School in Lincoln, the PKI program in Omaha, those are areas where we're trying to do our best to turn out more computer science, more electrical engineers, the kinds of programs that we hope will make us competitive as a nation and competitive as a state.
How about in architecture and engineering also?
Absolutely. Nebraska has some of the leading design firms and construction firms in the world, and so we have a program in Omaha and in Lincoln, the Durham School for Architectural Engineering and Construction, which is one of the leading programs in the country, but it's certainly an area of priority.
But JB, always good to visit. I know we have a special guest. You brought along a special guest today with us.
We do. We have a distinguished visiting professor, Enrique Martinez-Celaya, who is visiting from California, was at UNL last year, is at UNO this year. It's just one of the things we try to do to bring in talent, expose our students and the people in Nebraska to people from outside the university. It's a great resource for us.
Professor Celaya, great to have you with us, and welcome, and I hope you enjoy the second half.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Okay. JB, thank you. See you next week. Good luck to you.